Support for WILL is provided in part by Risk Management Commodities, presenting an agricultural outlook meeting on Saturday, January 20th in Terre Haute, Indiana at the University Inn. Lunch will be provided. More information is available at 866-837-9027.
This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 849 in Kansas City. March wheat opened at 493, down 2 on the open. May, 502, down a half. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 471 and a half, up a half on the open. May, 484 unchanged. July, 490, up a half. December, 504 unchanged on the open. March corn opened at 409, down 3 1/4 on the open. May, 419 and a half, down 2 1/2. July, 424 and 3/4, down 3 1/4. September, 404, down 2. December, 390, down 1 1/2. March, 393 and a half, down 4 on the open. March oats opened at 270 3/4, down 1 1/2 on the open. May, 276, down 1 1/2. March soybeans opened at 719 1/2, up 2 3/4 on the open. May, 733 1/2, up 2 1/4. July, 748 1/2, up 3 1/4. August, 752, down 1. September, 757, down 2. November, 770, up 2 1/2. January, 774, up 2. March, 773 1/2, up a half on the open. March soybean meal opened at $213.30, up $2 on the open. May, $217.10, up $180. March soybean oil opened at $28.80, down 2 on the open. May, $29.27, down 4.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Bunge North America in Danville. Bunge recognizes the importance of agricultural production to our society and economy and the role producers and processors play in providing food and feed to the world.
At the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, January feeders opened at 95.25, down 2 1/2 on the open. March, 93.35, down 20. April, 95, down 32 1/2. May, 96.30, down 2 1/2 on the open. February live cattle opened at 92.30, down 10 on the open. April, 93.60, up 5. June, 89.75, down 10. August, 88, down 20 on the open. February lean hogs opened at 62, up 20 on the open. April, 65.55, down 10. May, 73.10, down 7 1/2. June, 74.90, down 22 1/2 on the open. And February pork bellies opened unchanged on the open at 96 even.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
A couple of good meetings this week. You had representatives at both of them in Pontiac as well as down in Olney. What did you take away from producers at either of those meetings?
Well, I think both of them, and it was kind of neat because I got to talk to Chuck, who was at the Olney meeting last night, and it was kind of neat because they were spread out north-south in Illinois, Dave, and it seemed like from what we could take away, the folks below I-70 are not so sure they're going to put a lot more corn on corn in. Unless the prices really stimulate them to do so. But they really can grow a little bit better bushels. And we did a meeting a couple weeks ago down at the Vincennes Tractor, the John Deere dealership down there. Sherman and I were down there and did 4 meetings down there. And they had that same type of mindset that they can grow pretty good bushels in beans. And if it dries out and they don't get the weather they need, they can't do so well on the corn. And so you might have a north-south dividing line, and it really brings up what Informa is going to be coming out here around 10:30 Central Time. From what our Chicago contacts are telling us, they're going to be coming out with new estimates on acres. The word in Chicago is 87 to 88 million planted on corn and almost down to 70 on beans. And that's a tough one for us to swallow given these meetings we just got done doing with you folks.
Not only corn on corn, down below I-70, it also appears that producers are not of a mindset to rip up their wheat.
Yeah, I think that's a real good point, too. That's a really good point. I think that's where it goes back to these meetings that you've been doing. You've had some terrific numbers at both of, and I suspect all the meetings you're going to be doing wherever you go, and it just goes back to how good a job you and Todd are doing with getting some good information out that maybe Chicago and the rest of the market would like to know and should know, but they can't get their enough boots on the ground to pick that kind of information up. So we may see a situation develop here where Chicago trades one mindset and the producer goes the other way.
Let's turn our attention then to the charts. Technically, it's been an interesting couple of weeks, and now we find both corn and soybeans on the bubble. They're on islands. And the question I have for you, all things being equal with what you know, are these charts more likely to backfill or make new contract highs?
I think the beans will decide that, and I guess we're leaning towards a backfill mindset. You know, the beans got terrific numbers all across the board this morning, and you've got a very nice bullish pennant flag in the March composite chart, daily chart. So when you add the pennant, you add these acreage numbers for Informa, you add the export sales beating estimates by a bunch. You add all those things together, if you can't sustain a bullish rally after the Informa numbers come through and the technicals don't take over and go higher, then you've got a real issue on your hand, and it says that the market probably built in a lot of bullishness. So if the beans give up the ghost here, we suspect the corn and wheat will too. So we're looking at the March low of about 7.05.5 in March beans. That's a weekly low that is a real big number for us. We're still about a dime, 12 cents away from it. But we all know how quickly these markets are moving nowadays.
They're very volatile, which brings up the question of what should producers do? It seems like at these price levels, if they haven't done much, it's time to pull a trigger or two.
We think it is. You know, when you go above $7.50 beans and you get above $7 cash beans, you have very few times in the last 20 years that you're able to do that. Doesn't you know, cut down on the potential for a technically led rally down the road here, but managing risk at these price levels is a real good idea. We're a little bit more sensitive to the beans right now, Dave, because we think they have a little bit more premium in them fundamentally than they should, and that rising tide has lifted that boat as well because of the corn and wheat fundamentals. So we're a little bit temperamental on beans. We'd like to be about 35% hedged here in the new crop. We don't have any re-ownership on the books. In the corn, it's a lot easier. Two reasons for that. We had bought some re-ownership. About half going into the report, we still had about half of our 06 re-ownership on the books before the report. So it's easier to let go of about 25% of our new crop corn. But we want to say very bluntly, if you don't have calls underneath that, you're going to have to talk to us individually. And the other thing we might want to hit here with the corn is you've got two different markets maybe setting up here with this acreage report, and that is the July needs to demand ration and stay firm, if not go higher, versus the December that you've pulled it up to $4 a couple, three times now, and it hasn't been able to hold that level. And so is the market saying, we've gotten the acres bought, we have your 10 million acres bought, we don't need to take this any higher. So two different markets setting up between the July old crop and the new crop D's.
So if I hear you right, now's the time to get some puts under you.
Well, we would get some puts if we could find some that are cheap enough and useful enough. I think it goes back to what do you expect those puts to be in the next 3 to 4 months, in the money or not. If you're just doing it for a basic floor because you don't know if you're going to get one of those crude oil-type markets or copper-type markets where the funds yank out money and you lose 50% of your value, that would be good for puts. But if you are just putting it on because you think there's going to be a downdraft of 7, 10%, those puts probably won't do you much good. I think the puts are going to be used more for the crop insurance bushels that you can't cover, and they're going to be used for us more if we can get these corn back up around 410, 420, and really lock in, you know, try and lock in at least a 350 or above put at less than 20 cents. So we're looking at puts, but we're not quite doing them yet. We're still making the cash sales. And the other thing, too, Dave, is we got to be careful on the basis. We have to be careful on locking too many HTA contracts in on corn, because if we produce a 13 billion bushel supply, our expectations are the commercials and the elevators are going to hold that for us. And what we saw in the soft red wheat cash market and the terrible basis last year, that could come back to haunt us later this fall. So we don't want to overdo an HTA contract on the corn this year.
Have HTAs outlived their usefulness, generally speaking?
We don't believe that. You know, it goes back to diversification and not putting too many eggs in your one basket. We typically don't recommend, and most commercials would probably buy into this, that you don't go over a third or 50% on any one type of contract, whether it's a put, whether it's an HTA, whether it's a price later or a basis contract. But that's one of the big things that we're going to have to be talking about tomorrow on at our West Lafayette meeting at University Inn. That's a big issue that producers are going to have to face, because we could have some pretty sizable corn and bean crops this year, depending on that spring weather. And how do you sell the crop before you get it planted? It's probably the most difficult year for cash sales in the last 10 that I've experienced.
Thank you much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great day, sir.
You too. Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana.
The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Let's look at the current tick in Kansas City. March wheat, 489 fast trade there. It's down 6. March wheat at the Board of Trade, 465, now 465 and a half, down 5 and a half. May, 478, down 6. March corn, 406 and a quarter, down 6. The May, 416 and a quarter, down 5 and 3 quarters. July, 422, down 6. September, 401, down 5. December, 388 and a half, down 3. March beans, 718, up 1 and 3 quarters. Novies, 769, up 1 and a half. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.